Blog Talk Radio.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
We need the world to come together as one. God, Holy Spirit, Son. History repeats itself with no lessons learned. Burning up the outside, cause some people inside's rotten. No slave days, no more picking cotton. Pray God take the scales off our eyes. Too many out here blind, no spiritual time. Jesus came for our sins to be forgiven. Walking in disobedience with our wrong decisions. No way we can prosper. In due time's promises will manifest. Forgive yourself, don't live in regret. Preserve your energy, people won't change. Happy if I'm your enemies. Can't let evil spirits hinder me. Meditate on God's word day and night. Daily is a fight to keep our minds right. Daily is a fight to keep our minds right.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
Putting up a prayer when times in life ain't fair. All the burdens you do bear, and it seems like no one cares. Looking at these tragic times, no justice for the crime. Where's the peace that we will find while we always on the grind? Tired of people dying, when they live they end up crying. Put themselves into deep hiding, they could be the one that's shining. Live your life, there's no rewinding. Live your life and keep on fighting. Live your life and keep on trying. Live your life, there's no denying. He got your destination. God is great, no explanation. He release you from temptation, most importantly salvation. I am loved and I am free with God's blessed Trinity. Once was blind but now I see. Keep me planted like a tree planted by the river. Not a taker but a giver. Find a saint versus sinner, but with Jesus I'm a winner. I am his prized possession, always teaching the great lessons. Not too late to be a blessing. It's our poetry confession.
You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere. You put up a prayer, I put up a prayer. God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
Hey, 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 how's everybody? Hey. How's everybody doing on this good Saturday evening right here? I wanted to do a radio show talking about pure heart and coming from the Bible with it. I think that, you know, in this world that we need a lot of people that's more pure and genuine with it, you know, because when you're not pure and genuine with things, your actions show and by the way you act and treat people. There's no way around faking the funk about, you know, being real pure and genuine, because you expose yourself if your heart isn't right or if it's right. But I wanted to come from Genesis 31. I'm going to read 1 through 12. Before I read that, I want to do a little prayer. God, use me as your vessel to speak your words and not mine, because it's very necessary that people need to hear the truth and not what comes from me, but what comes from the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, use me as you will. Okay, so Genesis 31, 1 through 12. It says, and he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance that is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said this, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckle. And if he said thus, the ring strake shall be thine hire, then bear all the cattle ring strake. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream and beheld the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and gristled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle and are ring-striked, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. Okay, so where I'm coming from with this, the title of the message is Pure Hearts. And a subtitle is We Need More Pure and Genuine Hearts in Our World Today. Because just like, you know, Jacob, anybody that don't know the story, Jacob wanted Rachel, but Rachel's father didn't want to give him Rachel. He made him work for him for 7 years and still didn't give him Rachel just then and there. He gave him the sister. So he kept using him. He kept using him to work for him, and still he wasn't going to give, you know, him Rachel until he wanted to give him Rachel. Because Leah, she was one that, you know, nobody really wanted. But the point of all this is that, you know, people will deceive you for the things they want you to do for them and not use their heart being pure and genuine. So in this passage right here, Jacob, you know, God was telling Jacob to go back to, you know, where his family is, you know, and because he has been deceived for so many years, being under the father, and the father just been mistreating him, you know, the father heart wasn't right in the first place. If he had to do all this just to get his daughter, you know, when he could have just gave him his daughter in the first place, which is Rachel and not Leah. And then Jacob ended up having kids by Leah and then having kids by Rachel too. So he ended up having kids by, you know, both sisters instead of the one that he really wanted. But because he wanted Rachel so much, he did as the father commanded, even though it wasn't right in Jacob's eyes. But because the heart and love he had towards Rachel, he did what the father, you know, told him to do. And one of the points I wanted to make out of this scripture is that, you know, never abuse your power you're given. Like, you know, Rachel's dad had power, you know, to where he could have just gave Rachel to Jacob, but he wanted to do what he wanted to do, period. And you know, we can't be like that with people. You can't use people to make them do what you want to do. You know, he didn't want Leah, but because the father heart wasn't right, and because a lot of people wanted Rachel but didn't want Leah. So I guess he was feeling kind of bad for Leah because everybody wanted Rachel. She was the more beautiful one to everybody. So, you know, to make her feel better, he gave Leah first, but still Jacob didn't love Leah. He loved it Rachel. So like I said, my first point was never abuse your power. And the scripture that I want to use with that one that I got out of Proverbs, because you know Proverbs is wisdom. So it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, to where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So even though Jacob was in this situation, you know, with so much love regarding Rachel and wanting to be with Rachel, and so much that he would do anything just to, you know, get her love and get her. And it's like we've all been in situations too where we've been probably on a job or in other places where people in authority just take advantage of you because they have that kind of power. Even in schools, you know, you deal with teachers that don't have pure hearts, and it's like, okay, you're dealing with people and you're in authority, you know, like you don't talk to people any kind of way just because you have authority. Like some teachers snap on you, some teachers, you try to talk to them to get help to pass the classes, and they still end up failing you anyway when the whole semester you were going to them trying to get help. Like, for instance, example with me, when I was going to get my bachelor's degree, I had a teacher just like that. I used to go to him all the time telling him, I do not want to fail your class. I don't want to fail your class because, you know, we have to take it over. And, you know, but it's like I go through the whole semester and I'm telling you, communicating with you about passing your class, and you still end up failing me. That's because your heart wasn't in the right place to help me get to the passing grade that I was in, that I've been coming to you so I can pass the class. Even on jobs, I've been where people in authority talk to you any kind of way. The last job I just left off of, it was actually working for DirecTV. The team leads would always tell us, oh, we're not here to do your job. And I used to tell my team lead, like, okay, like your definition of leadership and my definition of leadership is totally different. How can you be in leadership and not help the people under you? You're not doing my job. You're guiding me and helping me. So it used to put us in tough situations with the customers on the phone to where we get cursed out and things like that. It's like people in authority at the jobs and even, like I was saying, in school, they want the money, but they don't want to handle the responsibility that comes with being in the position that they're in. Just like Rachel's dad, you know, he used his position to get over on Jacob and deceive him and use him and mistreat him. And that's what you see now more in the world of people abusing and mistreating people that they deal with, that they have the upper hand with. But see, God is calling us to have pure and genuine hearts. You can't be out here treating people any kind of way and think God is well pleased with, you know, what you're doing and stuff, because in any case, just like in this case with Rachel and her dad and Jacob, you reap what you sow. What you do to people, you reap what you sow. And that's just period. You're going to reap what you sow. And it's not good to just be out here treating people any kind of way because you have power. When you have power, you need to learn how to handle it. And that's the case at these jobs, on schools, even dealing with, you know, certain friends or anything. Some people may be more knowledgeable with certain things, or they may be more strengthened in another area that you're probably weaker in. And some people will take advantage of you just because you're weaker in some certain areas than they are in. And God, you're going to get punished regardless, you know? And it's like people are out here thinking God is playing when he's really not. The main point of the gospel is your heart. And God wants everybody to get their heart right. All through the Bible, you see where there's consequences to your actions and what you do. And God, you know, either you're going to reap a good reward or you're going to face the consequences of your actions. And, you know, having a pure heart is, it's not easy. you know, because you constantly have to keep forgiving people, and so you can't keep a pure heart. Because if you don't, you're going to be just like other people in this world. Oh, just because of what you went through, you will take it out on other people and things like that. Another point I had is we have to turn from our wicked ways. I believe in this case with Rachel's dad, he was very, I can say he was wicked, because a person with pure intentions wouldn't treat somebody like that. They wouldn't deceive them. Oh, if you do this for me, then I'll give you what you want. And time after time, he did what Rachel's father wanted him to do to get Rachel, but still then he didn't give him Rachel until he wanted to give, until he wanted Jacob and Rachel to be together. But still, now you have him with babies from Rachel and Leah. Like, who does that? Like, what type of, these are the type of people that we have to deal with on a daily basis, like, you know. And it's like we have people that take advantage of us all the time, but only if you let them. See, that's why God says stay in his word, because he give you discernment, he give you insight when people are trying to take advantage of you. So you can be aware of these things and stuff like that. But as people are taking advantage of you, you still doesn't change the person that you are. You keep your heart pure. You keep your heart genuine. You just never let people change you from being that genuine person. And the scripture that I wanted to go with this one is Proverbs 4:19. Because it's a lot of wickedness in this world. You know, you just have to be aware of where the wickedness is coming from. Because a lot of people will play the part, but you just have to be, you have to be aware of your surroundings and the company that you keep. Proverbs 4:19 reads, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." So being wicked, like I was saying, you're going to reap the consequences of your actions. You don't know when you're going to stumble. You don't know how it's going to come back to you with people, what you reap and what you sow and how you're treating people. That's why God wants you in his word, so you can work on your heart and have it right. A lot of people don't understand the Bible because they're not trying to understand God's word. When you read his word, ask him for understanding, because you're not going to understand. That's just like if you're going to school, trying to learn what the assignments the teachers are giving you, you know, you're going to ask the teacher for clarification. That's the same with God. He wants us to ask him, you know, for clarification. Like in Rachel's dad didn't even know what God had him set up for doing Jacob like that. And it's like a lot of people take advantage of us in the world today, not knowing what God is going to make them reap for treating us any kind of way. And it's like, you know, but then people want the blessings of God, but still not learning the lessons of God. And no, you have to have your heart right, because that's the foundation of anything. In the Bible, it says love covers all sins. So if you don't have love in your heart, then what do you have? God is love. So you have to have God. And how you could get God, you have to be in his word. His word said, if you abide in my word, my word would abide in you. So if you're not abiding in his word, how can his word be in you? It can't be activated if it's not in you. You know what I mean? You could hear people all day over the internet, you know, speaking the word. But if you're not in it for yourself, how can it be in you, deeply rooted and grounded, so you can bring forth the fruits of the Spirit, you know? And this word is everything. It's life. It's life. Just like life and death is in the power of the tongue, you know? People have to turn from their wicked and mean evil ways. And that's just where we at in the world today. That's why we're in this pandemic, because people like to take advantage of people. People like to treat people any kind of way. And it's like a lot of people are selfish out here, selfish gain and all that. Like, they don't care about you. They'll mess over you for, what, $50 or something like that. Or, you know, they'll mess over you just to gain something that's not even long, eternal. It's something temporary. Like I was saying, money is temporal, you know. It's here and then it's gone. So it's like, why would I mess over somebody else for money? But then we have people like that out here, you know, that'll take advantage of you because of money. You know what I'm saying? People will be around you because you have money or because of other things that you have, and they'll just, you know, take advantage of that too. But I wanted to play this song that I just made, and I'll be right back with you guys.
Bringing 100 proofs, speaking 100 truths. Can't be living in a world where individuals neglect truth. Everything's fake. People don't know the meaning of loyalty, but we born in royalty. God gave us everything we need. Devil got folks blind living in greed. Please God, don't be a people pleaser. Folks will walk around deceiving ya, misleading ya. No connection to the plug. You walk around showing no love. People walking about to step off the cliff. Jesus told people to follow him. The Holy Spirit will assist. In times where we need comfort, no need to lose your mind or be angry, committing crimes. Most blind to the truth. Lyrical, bringing that 100 proof. Coming in Jesus' name, speaking the 100 truth. Come correct or get corrected. Jesus built his army to protect it, never neglect it. Saving souls, your own life ain't priority. Can you dig yourself out the mud? Show love. Evil hearts got this world screwed up. Sleeping with the devil, everyone booed up. Who's who? What's what? Ain't no unity. People walking around in complete foolery. Bringing 100 proofs, speaking 100 truths. Can't be living in a world where individuals neglect truth. Everything's fake. People don't know the meaning of loyalty, but we born in royalty. God gave us everything we need. Devil got folks blind living in greed. Please God, don't be a people pleaser. Folks will walk around deceiving ya, misleading ya. No connection to the plug. You walk around showing no love. Bringing 100 proofs, speaking 100 truths. Can't be living in a world where individuals neglect truth. Everything's fake. People don't know the meaning of loyalty, but we born in royalty. Jesus teach us to pay negative things no mind. Keep focus, reap harvest in due time. Still bringing 100 proof, speaking 100 truths. Can't walk around still being food. Blues clues, knowledge is power. Watch out, devils trying to devour. Life's sour, mask off. Eventually God exposes it, good or bad. Folks walking around being pretenders, that's sad. Folks walking around being pretenders, that's sad. Bringing 100 proofs, speaking 100 truths. Can't be living in a world where individuals neglect truth. Everything's fake. People don't know the meaning of loyalty, but we born in royalty. God gave us everything we need. Devil got folks blind living in greed. Please God, don't be a people pleaser. Folks will walk around deceiving ya, misleading ya. No connection to the plug. You walk around showing no love. Bringing 100 proofs, speaking 100 truths. Can't be living in a world where individuals neglect truth. Everything's fake. People don't know the meaning of loyalty, but we born in royalty. God gave us everything we need. Devil got folks blind living in greed. Please God, don't be a people pleaser. Folks will walk around deceiving ya, misleading ya. No connection to the plug. You walk around showing no love.
Okay, so I made that song, bring 100 proofs, 100 truths. You know, you gotta speak the truth regardless. And it's like, in our world today, we need wisdom and understanding so we can make better decisions in our world. and with wisdom and understanding creates a pure heart. Because if you had wisdom and understanding for people and situations, you wouldn't be out here treating people any kind of way. Because when you put yourself in situations that other folks are experiencing, then you'll feel what other people feel, to where, like, in Jacob's case, if Rachel's dad had put himself in Jacob's position and used his wisdom and knowledge, you know, he wouldn't have took advantage of Jacob, you know, to have him have all them kids by Leah and then end up with Rachel, end up having kids by Rachel too. And still, Jacob did not love Leah like he loved Rachel. You know, he loved Leah because, yeah, that was his baby's mother. But the love that he had for Rachel, he did not have it for Leah. And the only reason that he was with, you know, Leah is because of the dad deceiving him with his with the dad's wicked ways. Other than that, Jacob and Rachel would have been somewhere, you know, enjoying the love story that they came across. But it's like the wickedness of the world is crazy, though, you know. And if more people use their wisdom, the world would be a better place. Like, you have to use your heart. Love covers all sin. So if we could just love a little bit more, push it out a little bit more, it might be with certain people that, you know, it's a little harder to love, you know, and it's just, with some people, it's just a little harder to push out the love. But, you know, with God on your side, you could always love people regardless, because, you know, with God is love. He don't want us out here hating people, even though people make mistakes. You know, we still got to learn to forgive. And sometimes, you know, forgiving, you know, may not happen just instantly. It takes time. Like in Jacob's case, like I'm quite sure that he did forgive Rachel's father for putting him through that just to get Rachel, because that was some harsh stuff that Jacob had to go through in order to get the love of his life. And that was very disturbing to him too, but he still served and did what the father wanted for years just to get the love of his life. And it's like, you know, people out here do the same thing, you know. They'll do anything to get the love of their life, but when it's true love, we don't have to do all that in real life. When it's God ordained, you know, it runs smoothly. See, a lot of people out here are in relationships for the wrong reasons. So it's not, the foundation of many relationships is not based on love. It's based on sex, you know. And that's what people are basing their relationships on, off of sex. Just because it's sex don't mean it's pure intentions, don't mean the person's heart's pure, and then you don't know the person before the relationship. You know the person during a relationship because you had sex first instead of getting to know the person first. So it's like in any situation, you have to be aware of the company that you keep. You have to be aware of people and their intentions. You know, you just have to have that discernment. And the more you walk with God, the more he turn up that discernment for you, so people won't be able to take advantage of you. And it's like, it's some people out here that have ruined a lot of people that have got good hearts, you know, by just not being truthful. Like I said, bringing 100 proofs, speaking 100 truths, you know. You can't be out in the world neglecting the truth. You got to keep it real regardless. Like, but if you're not coming with pure intentions, you're not going to keep it real. You're gonna come with the intentions that you came with. And the last point I wanted to make is God will turn things around for our good, even when people think they are taking advantage of us. Just like in Jacob's case, the dad, yeah, he thought he was taking advantage of Jacob, but Rachel's dad didn't know that God was going to turn around and give Jacob everything he owned. See, that's the difference. Like, you know, And with that point is I wanted to Proverbs 16:5, where it says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. So, you know, like I said, we have to have wisdom, because you don't know how you're going to reap the consequences of you showing all these bad things. Like Jacob's case, you know, he had to, you know, like I said, do what the father wanted him to do, and kept saying, oh, I'm going to give you Rachel, you do this, and you do this, I'm going to give you Rachel, do this, and keep doing this, and I'm going to give you Rachel. So it's like for years he served the dad, and he kept saying, oh, well, he kept coming up with something else to not give him Rachel and stuff like that. But I believe that he wanted Jacob to love Leah like he loved Rachel, but it still didn't happen. Like, it's like you can't make people love. You can't do things just to make somebody love someone else. If the love is not there, then it's not there for them, because when you love someone, the love is towards that person you love, and it can't be altered just because people tell you to do certain things just to get the person that you really love. And it's like, you know, people be thinking they're taking advantage of you, but if you just keep your trust in God, keep your heart right, you know, stay faithful to God, keep talking to God, and use that wisdom and understanding and knowledge, and God's going to work it out for your good, just like in Job's case where he gave Job double for his trouble. You know, just we have to go through the process of these situations that we face. And in reality, I give it to Jacob, because he didn't give up of getting his true love. You know, he did everything that he was asked of just to get the person that his heart wanted. And I believe that that's a true man right there. His heart was on somebody, and that's what he wanted, and nobody else couldn't change him from wanting Rachel. Change his heart from like wanting Rachel, you know. And it's like Leah thought too that he was gonna change to want her and love her like he loved her sister, but that didn't happen, you know. And it's like, man, if people would just be pure, be real, and keep their hearts right, our world would be a better place, you know. And that's all I wanted to say today. Keep your heart right. Keep your mind focused on God. God said, if you keep focus on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. And that's the thing, too, in our world today. A lot of people do not have peace, because you have to know God, actually know God to know peace, not just say you know God, because you're still not going to have peace if you don't actually know him to have peace. See, peace starts within. So if you don't have peace within, you'll never have peace on the outside. If it's chaos within, you're going to treat people any kind of way. If your heart isn't right and your intentions are not pure and you're not genuine, you're going to be selfish. And you're going to do things just to make you satisfied temporarily, because eventually you'll do something else because you're not happy. And that's what's wrong with the world today. Is that a lot of people are not happy, so they're out here taking advantage of people. Why? Because they don't spend time with God. They don't read their Bible. A lot of people, oh, I don't understand the Bible. Well, you didn't understand lessons in school either, but you had to learn. And that's what the Bible is. You have to learn. You have to read to get learning. You know, you have to ask God to help you for understanding. And he will help you. Like the Bible says, ask. Seek, not ask me. I'm here for you. The Holy Spirit is here to help you. You know, he's here to reveal things to you. But you have to be, your heart has to be right. You know, yeah, God works on us, but everybody has a part too to play in keeping their heart right and keeping themselves right with God and with other people. Because when you out here treating people any kind of way and your heart's not pure, you are going to reap what you sow. So if you sowing bad things, you're going to get bad sown back. If you out here sowing good things, you're going to sow good things are going to be sown back to you. So it's all on you and how you out here living and what decisions that you're making. But you can't say you know God and not in his word, because that's what transforms us, is by being in his word. And many people don't want to be in the word, but you have to. That's what keeps your soul and spirit right. This is the soul food right here. That's them yams. That's them that dressing, that ham, you know, the turkey, all that. You know, this is the soul food for the soul. Yeah, you eat that physically to feed, you know, for your physical hunger. But what are you doing to feed your spirit and your soul? You're neglecting it because you're not in his word. Just because a person goes to church every Sunday or is in Bible study Wednesdays or Thursdays, whatever your church has Bible studies, that you have to, outside the church, what are you doing? What are you doing outside of the church with your relationship with God? Because just going to church doesn't mean you have a relationship with God. A lot of people go to church and don't have a relationship with God. Why? Because they're not in their Bible outside of church. Now, that's the relationship with God, when you're in your Bible outside of church. And a lot of people aren't doing that. And that's the problem today. And that's another reason that we're in this pandemic that we're in. People, relationships with God need a tune-up. Hearts need open heart surgery. And God is a surgeon. So you got to let him open your heart. No, you have to open your heart and let him do the working. And you also do the work, too, because it takes two to tangle, you know. It takes two to tangle, and, you know, you have to get I'm not even going to say just each individual. We all have to get it right. We all have to keep it right and keep it tight. But we can only do that with God on our side and standing in his word. That's why I say in the Bible, meditate on my word day and night, because you're going to need it. You got to protect your thoughts. You have to protect yourself from temptation, doing things that you know you're not supposed to do. You have to be well protected all around. Then you have to be in the word too, because you're dealing with other people they have these spirits, you know, and you have to learn how to work around people with different spirits. Because it goes back to everybody ain't right with God. So God is teaching us how to work around people that don't have pure hearts, you know, just to keep yourself sane and keep yourself right with God. You know, that's why forgiveness is a big thing that we have to have. I'm not gonna lie, but forgiving it is kind of hard, because certain things you don't expect people to do that they do, and it's like, oh, like, wow, like, you did me like that, and like, it's like, oh, wow, like, where was your mind at? Like, I would never do you like that. But it's like, I can't expect people to have the same heart or do the same things that I wouldn't do or I would do. And that's the thing that we have to come and recognize too. Everybody's on different levels in this world as far as growing and as far as being in a relationship with God. Just because somebody know more in another, just because somebody knows something more than you does not mean they're better than you. And I think that's where a lot of people get it twisted at, too. That's why we have a lot of jealousy and hatred in churches, in the world, and everywhere that we go. If people just knew their position with God and what he's calling them to do, then it wouldn't be so much hate and jealousy. Because if God called you to do what you do and you're confident in that, there's no reason to hate. There's no reason to take advantage of other people, because you're confident in what God has put in you to do. And that's all I wanted to say today. Father God, help everybody, you know, work on their hearts, stop taking advantage of people, being confident in what you called them to do, just being confident in themselves. Don't have to take advantage of people just to get what you want. Coming with pure intentions and being genuine about it is going to come regardless. It might take, you know, it's going to take some time to get what you want, but still, like, you don't have to be cruel and evil, wicked, and mean to get what you want. Just going to situations and relationships or whatever with genuine intentions, and you're going to reap what you sow. Like I said, you sow good things, you're going to get good things. You know, if you sow bad things, what you expect? You expect to sow bad and get good? It don't work like that. It just don't. And as you grow, and not just saying that you're growing, but as you grow, change mentally, you know, you'll start to see things in different perspectives. Father God, help this world, help them to focus more, help us to focus more on you and your word, and actually meditate on your word day and night, so we can get those spiritual blessings like the fruits of the Spirit, Jesus. You know, a lot of us do need self-control, more kindness and stuff like that, Jesus. You're awesome, Jesus, and I just want to say thank you. It's not always easy keeping a pure heart, but walking with you, it's everything is possible, Lord. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. You are so awesome. You are a promise keeper. You are a way maker. You are present help in the times of trouble. We just have to call on you, you know, because you're always there to help us when we need you. I pray that people will stay in their word more and let it actually abide in them, you know, so it can bring change from the inside to the outside, because everything happens outside in. I mean, inside out, not outside in, because the things that happen on the outside can't change what's on the inside. It has to start with the inside changing, then the outside will change, in Jesus' name. And once again, thank you, Lord, for everything. You have been so awesome. Thank you.